I'm here representing the Panther Corporation, which is where I work. The meeting is to finalise a promotional arrangement between the new cranberry-flavoured Panther Prime sports drink and Glen Oil, and I flew up this morning from London especially. When I arrived, the two Glen Oil marketing guys started on this long, show-offy, who's travelled the most conversation about air miles and the red eye to Washington, and I think I bluffed pretty convincingly. But the truth is, this is the first time I've ever had to travel for work. Okay. The real truth is, this is the first business meeting I've attended on my own. I've been at the Panther Corporation for 11 months as a marketing assistant, which is the bottom level in our department. I started off just doing menial tasks like typing letters, getting the sandwiches, and collecting my boss Paul's dry cleaning. But after a couple of months, I was allowed to start checking copy. Then a few months ago, I got to write my very own promotional leaflet for a tie-in with washing powder. God, I was excited! I bought a creative writing book especially to help me, and I spent all weekend working on it. And I was really pleased with the result, even if it didn't have a misunderstood villain like the book suggested. And even if Paul did just glance at the copy and say, fine, and kind of forget to tell anyone that I wrote it. Since then, I've done a fair bit of writing promotional literature, and I've even sat in on a few meetings with Paul. So I really think I'm moving up the ladder. In lots of ways, I'm practically a marketing executive already. Except for the tiny point that I still seem to do just as much typing as before, and getting sandwiches and collecting dry cleaning. I just do it as well as the other jobs. Especially so since our departmental secretary Gloria left a few weeks ago and still hasn't been replaced. But it's all going to change. I know it is. This meeting is my big break. It's my first chance to show Paul what I'm really capable of. I had to beg him to let me go. After all, Glen Oil and Panther have done loads of deals together in the past. It's not like there'll be any surprises. But deep down I know I'm here only because I was in his office when he realised he'd double-booked with an awards lunch that most of the department were attending. So here I am, representing the company. And my secret hope is that if I do well today, I'll get promoted. The job ad said, possibility of promotion after a year, and it's been nearly a year. And on Monday I'm having my appraisal meeting. I looked up appraisals in the staff induction book, and it said they are an ideal opportunity to discuss possibilities for career advancement. Career advancement? At the thought, I feel a familiar stab of longing. It would just show Dad I'm not a complete loser. And Mum. And Kerry. If I could just go home and say, by the way, I've been promoted to marketing executive. Emma Corrigan. Marketing executive. Emma Corrigan. Senior Vice President. Marketing. As long as everything goes well today. Paul said the deal was pretty much done and dusted, and all I had to do was raise one point about timing, and even I should be able to manage that. And so far, I reckon it's going really well. Okay, so I don't understand some of the terms they're using, but then I didn't understand most of my GCSE French oral either, and I still got a B. Rebranding, analysis, cost-effective. The man in the grey suit is still droning on. As casually as possible, I extend my hand and inch his business card toward me so I can read it. Doug Hamilton. That's right. I can remember this. Doug. Doug, D-U-G. Easy. I'll picture a shovel, together with a ham, which looks ill, and, okay, forget this, I'll just write it down. I write down rebranding and Doug Hamilton on my notepad and give an uncomfortable little wriggle. God, my knickers really are uncomfortable. I mean, G-strings are never that comfortable at the best of times, but these are particularly bad, which could be because they're two sizes too small. Which could be because when Connor bought them for me, he told the lingerie assistant I weighed 118 pounds, whereupon she told him I must be size 4. Size 4? So it got to Christmas Eve and we were exchanging presents and I unwrapped this pair of gorgeous pale pink silk knickers. Size 4. And I basically had two options. A. Confess the truth. Actually, these are too small. I'm more of an 8, and by the way, I don't really weigh 118 pounds. B. Shoehorn myself into them. Actually, it was fine. You could hardly see the red.